Welcome to the iGamer Podcast. I'm here, Drew, with my partner here,
Christopher McCoy.
You got your Philly accent going there, Chris?
Yes, I do.
Okay, today we're going to be covering a little bit of Mario Super Sluggers, which is the sequel to Mario Superstar Baseball on the Nintendo GameCube.
Basically, they just want to milk you for money.
Not exactly. Here, I'll get the list of characters going up. Hang on, let me just launch it in the iGamer website. Be sure to check out the iGamer website. The link is www.igamersite.co.nr.
I love your accent, Drew.
I don't have an accent.
You do over here.
Oh, God. I'm starting to be a New Yorker. Yeah, let me see.
You're like one of those smooth-talking radio guys.
Smooth jazz, WJJZ 106.1.
It works for you, too.
I know. Oh my God, I just saw something on the internet. Nintendo adds new wall-related new wall graphics of, like, Super Mario Bros. And actually, this is so cool, I'm gonna actually have to post this on DoiGamer later on today.
Wall graphics? What's a wall graphic?
Like, you know what a fat head is?
A fat head?
Is this things like you stick them on the wall, they're like stickers?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that.
I know that. That's pretty cool.
Here, let me try and get the roster up here. Okay, hang on. Super Sluggers roster. Okay, Nintendo hits a...
Nintendo, it wants all your money that it can get.
Okay, the returning characters are Mario, Luigi, Wario, Magic Koopa, Waluigi, Peach, Daisy, Bowser Jr., Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong, Dixie Kong, Yoshi, Birdo and Toad, Toadette, Toadsworth, mm-hmm. Baby Mario, Baby Luigi, Goomba, Paragoomba, Koopa Troopa, Paratroopa, Shy Guy, King Boo Boo, Monty Mole, Petey Panera, Dry Bones, Hammer Bro, Pianta, and Noki.
And Dumbledore and Harry Potter.
Newcomers, you get to use your Mii in this game. Wiggler, King K. Rool, Kremling, Blooper, Baby Peach, Baby Donkey Kong, Baby Daisy, Tiny Kong, and Funky Kong. Now, they're missing the one key character. Did you ever see Candy Kong?
No.
You have to see her, Chris.
They're missing another key character.
Who?
Mario's not in this game.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
It was the first one on the list, Chris.
No, he's not.
Want me to send you a picture of Candy?
That's just a look-alike. He's not actually there.
Oh, really?
They're using his name now. He's too exclusive. He's partying all the time.
He's partying at the castle.
Games and whatnot.
Oh, God. Here, I'll send you a picture of Candy Kong. Hang on, let me find this on here.
You know that pink Yoshi?
Yeah. Oh, my God! Look at her hair, Chris.
What, is it in a bow again?
No. Like, look at this picture. She's a little, trashy. Look.
Yeah, I can't look at the picture.
Just go on the, messaging software and click on the link it has sent you.
Alright.
Come on, Chris. Isn't that hard?
No, I can't do it because I have... Oh, never mind.
Just go on the AIM to the chat we're just doing. Where did you close that?
Yeah, I told you. I have Vista, okay?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Vista takes, everything takes an hour longer than Vista.
Okay, never mind, but,
it wants to make you feel special.
There's actually three ways to control Mario Super Sluggers. Any guesses, Chris?
Three ways? I'd say you get up, you do the disco.
No, like, with the Wii controllers.
Like you get a baseball bat and you hit your Wii with it.
No, actually.
And then there's the regular way.
There's the motion controls. And then there's two more. Do you know what they are?
A regular controller and the Wii Fit Board?
The Wii Fit Board? What? How the heck? They use that for Wii Fit and Wii Ski. It's the Wii Remote motion controls. And a lot of other games, like Super Paper Mario, controlled this way. Can you guess it?
No. I'm dumb, okay? I can't guess it.
I got another podcast member here. Say hi to the people, Nick.
So,
do you?
Yeah, this is Nick Machete. Say hi to the people, Nick.
Machete?
Yeah, I'm a knife.
He's a knife. He's gonna knife you, Chris.
Hey, Drew, I got this weird Donkey Kong hooker in front of me.
That would be Candy Kong. Hey, Nick, take a
check
a picture out with this. This is Candy Kong.
Candy Kong, the Donkey Kong.
Look at her feet.
Yeah.
She's got big feet, huh?
Just keep staring there.
So, Nick, we're talking about the new game for Wii, Mario Super Sluggers. Super Mario Slug Your Mother. Okay, Nikki here actually just got Grand Theft Auto 4, and Nick, come close to the microphone and say how you think the game is to the Xbox 360 fanatic.
It's really fun, and I'm only 9 years old.
He's only 9 years old, ESRB.
How are you playing that? My mom won't let me play that. I'm 13.
You gotta know the right people.
You gotta know the right people, he says. Oh, you can use Scotty's definition, which is like, oh, it teaches children who are less fortunate how to make a living with
a living.
With, like, robbing cars or something.
Yeah, it's the immigrant job trainer.
And getting people drugs and stuff. That's like
you crossed the border! Minus 50 points.
Minus 50 points.
But,
Die, hooray.
Going back to Mario Super Sluggers, can you guess the controls other than the motion ones?
Oh, I know this.
Nick, can you take a guess of the second way?
Like pressing the buttons, moving the thing around.
Sideways?
Yeah, whatever.
Sideways, Wii Classic, and the last one is with something else connected to the Wii Remote.
Joystick thing?
Can you name the joystick thing?
The microphone!
No!
You can yell at the players and they don't bat right.
No, and no, you cannot use the Wii Wheel, for those of you wondering. It's the Nunchuck.
Oh, I knew it.
Nunchuck skills. Computer skills.
Ninja baseball players, right?
No, the Nunchuck's the analog thing connected to the Wii.
I know.
You ever played
Hit-On? You can all be ninjas.
Really? Yeah, Nick asked the most, like, rhetorical question ever. He goes, have you ever played Halo?
Halo 3? Cursing at the
I own all the Halos.
Same here.
Who has... No.
I
the
do.
Correct question. Who hasn't played Halo?
Exactly.
Yo, do you like cursing at the Australians? Online?
Hey, Crikey, mate!
You beeping suck.
Yo, this is... This makes Chris crack... Nick, this is so funny. It makes Chris crack up. Watch, ready?
I'm doing the crocodile hunter.
He's doing the crocodile
hunter impression. Crocodile, we catch people in this fall. This time, feet wood. Watch out for the big, sharp teeth. I died from a stingray sting, but I survived crocodile bites, mice.
You're British, aren't you?
No, he's being Australian, like the
no,
crocodile.
No, I'm Italian.
It's Crikey. No, he actually
because
is.
Because the British can do that better than anyone else.
No, he's actually full Italian, and so am I.
Full Italian?
Yeah, I'm Italian.
We're full Italiano. Give me some
Serbian.
Bruschetta.
I know one.
Get me some bruschetta over here. Come on.
I know one phrase, and it's the only thing I need to know. Gelato Molto Grande.
Gelato Molto Grande.
That means I want a very big ice cream. That's the only thing I need to know.
That is the best phrase in Italian. I want a big ice cream. Get it to me now, Italian guy.
Yeah. I could have 7 a day when I go over there.
Yeah, he actually has been to Italy, and he has 7 a day.
7 a day?
Yes,
7 ice cream.
No, actually, he's actually the most fit. He has a 6-pack, and he's 9 years old.
He got a six-pack of beer, and he's not afraid to drink it all in one day.
I mean in his abs, smart one.
His abs?
Speaking of bare shirts, we actually might go swimming a little bit later.
The comments ain't
there. Oh, they aren't?
No. Yo, do you want to make the movie once this podcast, whatever it's called? Oh, is Scotty's dad checked on?
Oh, yeah. Scotty is this jerk who lives across the street who, is kind of a fair weather friend, and he says his dad has a podcast. His dad's job is to, like, the building manager of Sunoco's Global.
Sunoco,
like, you know, like, the gas stations, like, rip your rear end.
So he's,
off.
Like, rich?
No, actually.
Our neighborhood
has some pretty moderate, big-sized houses.
Yeah, like, really.
Is your house big or small, Chris?
My house is probably bigger than yours.
Oh, yeah?
I don't care if your house is a castle. My house is bigger.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
I've got a butler in my house.
Nick has a butler in his house, and so do I.
I got a butler. His name is my brother.
Yeah. I have a 110-inch projection screen TV.
Smithers, come over here. Get me a fruit punch.
Eggs.
And, Chris, have you played Grand Theft Auto at all, like at GameStop or anything?
I played Vice City at my cousin's beach house.
How do you like that?
Really beach fun. House, yeah.
That's
where
the only one I played.
Nick, I have to come down to this beach house.
Yo, where is your beach house?
It's in, Atlantic City or Sea Island, something like that.
Nick lives down, Nick's is, down in, Ocean City, Maryland.
Surf? Yeah, do you surf?
Do you surf, Chris?
I didn't surf.
Do you surf?
I just go in the water, and the water moves right out of my way out of fear.
I surf, yeah.
Yeah, out of the skinny boy.
I surf into skinny boy.
You could use me as a surfboard, Drew.
I could use you as a surfboard.
Skinboard.
Skinboard, yes.
Skin.
What kind of board do you have?
I don't have a board.
You just said that you skinboard.
Skinboard.
I'm using myself.
End, like, I would, like, go on top of Chris and, like, surf him. If I wipe out, he, like, dies.
And then I
left
it.
So, what other new games should we be talking about? Wii Fit. Nick, you played Wii Fit.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yes.
We were doing the jogging, and we did, like, 2 long runs, and we're the middle of the second one. We're like, hey, you know what? Screw this. Let's turn this thing off.
Drew, did you hear?
What?
They're, like, purposefully saying they have no more copies of Wii Fit.
No, you know why? It's because they can make such money-making betterness more in Europe.
I know.
Because, to tell you the truth, Americans are going to use this game and be as fat as they are a month later. You know? Yeah. We're so fat. It's not even... But,
is your only viewer again?
No, Nick, this isn't live. Yeah, we did a live Wii event, Chris, that you said, or not a Wii event, sorry, a marathon.
You never tell me the time for those things.
I told you the time, you're like, oh, yeah, I'll be watching this, and you're like, oh. I'm like, the next day, I'm like,
wait, is this the kid from the computer club?
Yes.
Wait a minute, you were there?
Yeah. I go to Henderson, kid.
He goes to Henderson, he got promoted. He got promoted for his Guitar Hero skills.
Yeah,
you're 9, and you go to Henderson because of your Guitar Hero skills.
No. Yeah, they have them like in a special tech ed class.
Oh, did you see him? Did you see that kid on ESPN who beat Through the Fire and the Flames on Expert? Did you?
Nope.
Well, he beat Through the Fire and the Flames on Expert at 97%, and that was, guess who that was?
Me, not Nick.
Yeah, huh? Me.
I don't think they broadcast that stuff on ESPN.
That is a sport.
It was number 7.
People have to train hard for it, and they use all their athletic ability. It's a sport.
I'm going to Johns Hopkins to play lacrosse next year.
Yeah, Nick is actually really good at lacrosse. He could play for Johns Hopkins, to tell you the truth.
I could.
And I'm sitting here ready for a Little League practice tomorrow night, and I'm getting a cell phone on Saturday.
Lucky.
And I need
you don't even have it. Do you have a cell phone yet?
I have a BlackBerry.
Oh, my mom's got one then?
Yes, I have a BlackBerry with internet, unlimited internet.
Jeez. I have unlimited. I'm going to get a... Chris, you have to give me your number.
Yeah.
When I get one. I have unlimited
I didn't even know my number.
You don't even know.
I never checked.
So you're smart enough. You have a BlackBerry with unlimited data.
No,
and stuff like that.
It, that doesn't mean I'm smart. That just means I'm rich. The two don't really go hand in hand.
Yeah, always. It's like they're always those rich kids are always like, what?
They're always dumb.
Yeah, I know. They're like, I can get my people to do my work for me.
Yes. That's usually what it is.
What team were you on in sixth grade, Pierce? Like, what red,
white
water,
team?
My friend's in the blue team. He gets nothing but projects.
Oh, that's because sixth grade you get a lot of projects. Seventh grade you don't. And then eighth grade you get bombarded with projects.
How do you know? You're not even in eighth grade yet.
Because I heard.
Oh, you did?
And guess what?
What?
You know Dr. Flynn?
Yeah.
The mean teacher?
I hate
She's
her.
Going to sixth grade.
Yeah, when I'm out of sixth grade.
Yeah, I know. That's good for you.
Oh, do you know? Didn't she gave this kid a lunch detention. Okay, get this. She gave this kid a lunch detention because he called her Mrs. Flynn.
I was almost going to do that, and then I caught myself.
You didn't want to get a lunch detention, huh?
You know, Miss 7 lunch detentions.
She did?
Yes.
She gave you 7?
I didn't complete my project, and I got like 7 of them.
What project was this?
It was a poetry project or something.
I hate poetry. I never finished mine either.
Yo, in third grade, we had to write a poem. Guess what the poem name was for mine? What? Poetry is not for me. it was actually rhyming, and I actually wrote a poem about how much I hate it.
Oh, this is Stang and another baby, and we had to write this book, and it's like, a baby is great, a baby is, and I'm like, great if it's a boy.
Okay, so going back to,
Yeah,
we were making this movie
in
our neighborhood. But anyway, going back to Wii Fit.
Chris, ouch.
Oh. Chris, have you played Mario Kart Wii yet?
No, I don't have a Wii. I have a 360.
Oh, yeah, same. Yeah,
same. Yeah, Nick's giving like an air punch over the, 10 miles we live apart.
Where do you live?
Where do you live, Chris?
Do you know where the country club is?
Yes. Oh, you
wish. With the huge golf course?
Yeah.
Do you know when you go down a bit, away from Gay Street?
You come in high, you go out gay.
No, and then you go down these two developments, and it's like Caswallon?
Yeah.
That's where I live.
Oh, nice. So you live near Senora's, the best Mexican restaurant in, Westchester.
Did you ever have
a Mr. Everhart for art?
He's a pedophile. He's a pedophile. I'm not kidding.
I don't even know what that means, and I'm laughing.
No, I mean he touches little boys and girls.
I thought that was called Michael Jackson.
That is Michael Jackson. He's in league with Michael Jackson. He cursed at a girl because he just cursed at her.
But don't you think that they should put Candy Kong in, No, did you ever play Super Mario World, Chris?
Yeah, she could be the hidden hooker level.
They should put her in the Mario Super Sluggers League of Their Own version. Because she's too distracting to the other team.
I know, right?
The pitcher would be like, huh?
Ooh.
And then there's also... they should do this thing. It's if you beat the game, you should get the Koopa Kids on a team.
Yeah.
That would be the greatest.
They should be able to prank other players on their turns. Like the other team. That'd be fun.
Yo, Nick, don't hit me with the shovel.
Is he gonna kill you?
No, he had this mini, shovel thing for, a novelty, and he's about to whack me in the head with it. This kid's insane. But,
I like pie.
Yeah, but this is what I understand. It's Nintendo, doesn't notice that the Koopa Kids exist anymore. And now Nick's they haven't been in the game since, 1990-something.
It's a failed invention. They figured the Koopa Kids are all either gay or they're gay. So let's not include them in any more games.
No, I want them so much in a game, though. I wish they were in Super Mario Galaxy, not just, little baby guys,
Yeah, they're so fat, they could be a planet.
They could. No, they're not that fat, dude. They should have a team. It's baby Bowser, or Bowser Jr., Bowser. Bowser's pitching, Bowser Jr.'s catching.
Oh, no, wait.
And then in the field
I
have all the
baby Bowser. Maybe Bowser was in New Super Mario.
Yeah, he's the same thing as Bowser Jr. Same character. But they, and then they should have like the Koopa kids play like the infield and outfield.
Yeah, that'd be cool. They'd be good infielders out there.
We are calling Nintendo and suggesting this.
Oh, I'll do it.
We are.
I'll call.
We're calling Miyamoto himself.
No,
we're just little people. They won't listen to us.
No, let me call 1-800-MY-11. I'll prank call. I'll sing the Big Mac rap. You ever heard that YouTube video?
Yeah, dude. Give me a double cheeseburger and hold.
No, you don't.
Oh,
know.
I heard that one. Oh my god.
I need a double cheeseburger and all this coming from some of those seeds that are to be up in this dry water through gonna crack from never I'd like to push you to get up in here in this prison and someone kiss the mother and be for your mother double super size and don't get a prize.
Whoa, that scared me.
Nick, we're gonna put your song on iTunes.
Alright.
Yeah.
Did
you hear my made-up song yet?
No, we don't want to either.
I am Hope Elman.
No, no.
Running from the cops.
That's such a rip-off. Remember, ready, Chris? I am the ice cream man running over school kids with my van.
Yeah, Hope Elman's so much better.
That's such a rip-off. But
I am Hope Elman running from the cops as fast as I can. They have baseball bats, big blue suits, and pointy hats. Running. What? You interrupted the rat there.
Dude, in the Mario... In the Mario Kart, did you ever try Rainbow Road on any of the Mario Karts?
Oh, I tried it on the DS one.
I hate that.
I kept falling that. Off.
Yeah, do you know how hard this thing is to play with the Wii remote?
Oh, I could imagine.
I mean, the Wii wheel. I have to use the analog. I use the analog, which is the nunchuck and the Wii remote, or the Wii wheel. I don't like to use the Wii remote itself. Because that's a pain, because you have to have it, like, facing up at you the entire time. But do you want a Wii, Chris?
I want a Wii. We want to rock.
There was actually a thing on the... on a Game Informer came up and said where are we, because there's no Wii's anywhere anymore.
Yes, it's a national shortage problem.
I'm sorry, but they can't be doing this for the same reason that they're doing Wii Fit.
I know
the Americans are so fat.
They went 2 o'clock to like Toys R Us to get one.
They didn't get one?
No, they went to like Toys R Us at 2 a.m. to get one.
Did they get it?
Yeah. The guy at the back's like, oh, I'm not supposed to be selling this to you, but he did it anyway.
These people at Sam's Club actually one time found a Wii on the ground. Like, you could just pick it up and buy it. Like, ran it over to the register, like, hey, here, can I buy this? And they're like, I'm sorry, I can't sell you this.
I know, they're sitting on them. They're supposed to not be able to sell them to them, so then they can raise the price.
No. They go, like, well, we're having a reopening, and we're going to sell tons of these there. It's like, well, can I have it now? No, well, I'm going to pay you money.
Okay.
Still going to pay you money, you know?
Okay.
And actually, what you can do is, here's a trick. This is going to expose all the fakers out there. Nick, look at my door. And it's going to be, you can buy the bundle packs. Okay?
Yeah.
And you return all the extra games.
Okay.
Yeah, so like you buy the pack for like $600, then you return the games.
For the money?
Yeah, for the money. Hang on a sec. Be right out, Mom. So, yeah, and just like that, you think we should conclude this podcast?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, we'll see you next week on the iGamer Podcast. Doo doo doo. Smooth jazz. WJJZ 106.1. See you later, guys.
See ya.